It stood unchanged for countless millennia, an edifice that's known the world over as one of Australia's most defining landmarks. But today, a new era starts at Uluru in the Northern Territory. The last sightseers have made their way up and down, and now the rock is closed. And it's been a long time coming for those who find the area sacred. I've been speaking to our reporter, Oliver Gordon, at a lookout point not far from the base of Uluru. Oliver, this is the first morning that no one will be heading up the rock. What's going on there today?
Well, interestingly, today is kind of a day that's wedged in between two big moments. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, we saw the climb being officially closed, shutting the gates ceremoniously by traditional owners. Tomorrow we'll see a big celebration with bands and lots of people coming from all over. Today, it's just sort of testing out the new reality. There's extra rangers that have been put on by Parks Australia management to just try out this new compliance and I guess a chance to rest for people who've had a very big last few days with the rush to the rock, and then a chance to prepare for the big celebration tomorrow.
And can you just remind us why the rock is so sacred to the local community?
The elders I've spoken to down here at Uluru have told me that it plays a central role in their traditional law system, which is Jukuba. So basically a lot of the stories that govern the belief systems that a lot of people from around here hold have Uluru central to them. So one of the people who has been instrumental in this long campaign to close the climb to tourists is Sammy Wilson. He was the chair of the board of management of the Uluru Katajuta National Park when it was announced that the climb would be closing. So last night, after the gates were shut, he took me down a dirt road 50 kilometres to his outstation, and he kind of told me how he felt at that moment.
I go any Sammy Wilson.
My name is Sammy Wilson.
We're here on the evening of the day that Uluru climb has closed. Tell me, how do you feel?
Obviously, we're all really happy, and it's great to see so many visitors come from Australia and internationally to appreciate the place. But I must say, you know, there's a sadness inside me too, because, you know, the closure is really honouring the old people, and so many of them have passed away now, and I'm thinking of them today, you know, in being able to do this, and how we've, you know, we've honoured them, and that memory of those great men and women, Anangu, from the old days, you know, it makes me, there's a sadness when I think about them, but also we're all really happy that we've managed to achieve what they, you know, wanted.
I think one thing that we absolutely need to touch on in this interview is where we are. We have Uluru over there in front of us, and then off to the left. We have Katajuta, and we have wide open plains that are just so beautiful. That's my description. I want to hear your description. If you could just try and describe this scene to people in Australia listening on the radio.
What I see is really an opportunity, you know, in the climb closing today. That's done. It's finished. But what I'm looking around me is beautiful country, great country that, you know, we want to take people into. So you know Uluru and Katajuta, but it's surrounded by homelands, beautiful places that families, traditional owners of Uluru and Katajuta have, and they'd love to take people there, and it's just really beautiful country. You know, these places you see are surrounded by so many great homelands and so much tukurupa, you know, traditional lore and stories in the surrounding country too.
And that was the voice of Sammy Wilson, an Anangu man, with a translation provided by Patrick Hookie. And Oliver Gordon was our reporter there.